we Salmas were, we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Salmas Were, a Mikkelsen podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the Wizarding World with our fellow Potterheads.
Today we have...
Nadine, your hypothesizing Hufflepuff.
And Tori, your rationalizing Ravenclaw. Yay!
How have we not used those ones before? Those are great.
They are. No, I was just like, we got to continue the mischief-managed theme. Like, people send us questions and thoughts. It's good.
Yes. We love it. Keep them coming. We have another question from a fan for you guys today. I'm just going to read what they wrote in. And remember, you guys can always write in to us. You can direct message us on any of our social media. We also have an email. What is it? We solemnly swear.
We solemnly swear cast@gmail.com.
If you guys don't have that memorized by now, you have not listened. Just kidding. We love you. So this one says, here's a ponder. So if the Bloody Baron was sent by Helena's mother to fetch her and bring her the diadem back, did she know of his feelings for her daughter? Also, I find it interesting of an idea that you have these two ghosts who return to the castle upon their tragic deaths, and one of them is, I can never say this word right because of Megamind. Yeah. Melancholy. I lost my spot. And his clothes are bloodstained and he wears chains as a punishment / penance for his actions. I do wonder if there are any bad feelings between those two ghosts. Imagine being stuck with the man who loved you and then subsequently murdered you for all of eternity. Had to have been awkward for the first several centuries or so. That's probably why he haunts the astronomy tower and the Grey Lady isn't really seen as much either. Finally, I love how the Baron can control Peeves. Maybe Peeves knows something about the Baron we don't, or he just fears him.
That's true. So I have theories on that, so remind me at the end. So
okay.
I just wanted to, like, put in a little thing about ghosts. We did a whole thing on ghosts, and we did a whole thing on poltergeists. So, go and check it out. So, this is what Sir Nicholas Dimimsey Popington said. Nick nearly had this nick. He says, wizards can leave an imprint of themselves upon the earth, to walk palely where their living selves once trod. But very few wizards choose that path. And I want to remind everyone, in Hold Up, the fifth book, Harry runs to Nick, because he's like, Sirius could have chosen to be a ghost and come and been with me. Mm-hmm. And Nick kind of like lays it on like as softly as he can that not many wizards would want this. Like, it's a choice and it's not a, oh, I changed my mind. Like, so it's like a one-time choosing thing. So, yeah, let's talk about Helena and the Bloody Baron, because this is ridiculous and I think it's a wee bit creepy.
Totally.
So let's do a backstory first on Helena Ravenclaw. She is called the Grey Lady throughout the series. We find out she's Helena Ravenclaw when Harry goes to actually talk to her and finds out about her life. She is, she was a witch that attended Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. And she learned from the best because she learned from her mom, who was Rowena Ravenclaw. She's the founder of Ravenclaw House. So she probably learned from Godric and Salazar. I mean, right at the beginning, 10th century beginning, okay? And Helga, I won't forget Helga. Sorry, I said only three of them.
Helga!
That's right. Sorry. So sometime during Helena's education, Helena stole her mother's diadem, which... Rowena, her mom, would wear this, and it is supposed to like improve the functions of the brain, because that's what it does.
I need this ground.
So Helena snatched this probably before exams because the newts were probably like intense, especially if you have Salazar breathing down your neck, right? Anyway, she ran away, Which was ironically not a smart move, which is really funny in my brain because, like, she it's had supposed to make you smart. She did not put it on at all during this entire thing.
She just
this
ran.
Whole thought process. She's like, I got this. All right. So she ran away. She's got the diadem, which is also a funny tiara. It's a funny name for a tiara. Rowena, her mom, on her deathbed, she got really sick. Everyone's like, it was heart sickness because she lost her daughter and all this kind of stuff. So her on her deathbed, she sent the Bloody Baron. That was like her, she chose him to go. Now, one of the things that our was asked, wow, I can speak, was did Rowena know of the love that this Baron had for her daughter? So I'm gonna say yes. In my opinion, yes. Yeah. If you're gonna find a guy who is chivalrous enough to go and fetch your wayward daughter, you want to send the guy that is like, I love her. I would do anything for her. I would die for Riley. Like, that's who you send. Like, in my opinion. However, I would think also that on a mother-daughter relationship, she would have known if Helena returned those feelings. Because if she knew that Helena's like, nah, mom, he's nasty. Like, she would have been like, yeah, sorry, Baron, not you. Like, not today.
Not today.
So, I don't know. I want to say that Rowena knew that he loved her, but I don't know if Rowena knew if Helena was anti-Baron back then. I don't know. So anyway, to my backstory. Rowena sent the Baron to go find Helena so that Rowena could see her one final time because Rowena knew she was on her deathbed. Unfortunately, the stupid, idiotic, freaking I'm in love with Helena, Bloody Baron, he basically threw a fit when she refused to go back with him. Things escalated super fast and the Baron murdered her. And then he committed suicide when he realized what he did. Little late. Yeah.
So like, is he a wizard or not? Like, why'd he kill her with a knife? Stab himself.
Because he wasn't going to hurt her with the wand.
Just curious. Like, who is this guy?
Who is this guy? Not using magic. where are the like, the ropes and those kind of ways to get someone to come? Imperious curse. Come on.
Yeah.
I might have forgiven you then. He's like, you're not coming with me? No. Ah! Like, whoa.
Are you kidding me? I just came all this way.
So I'm going to skip the quote and then I'll read it in a second. So this means that Helena and the Baron's deaths were practically simultaneous. They both decided in like, I mean, unless the Baron threw a fit after he killed her for like a couple minutes, they basically made the decision to come back as ghosties in the same like hour, let's just say. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how long they like decided to float around the UK until they became the house ghosts of Hogwarts. But I am pretty sure that they haunted Hogwarts the same time and for a really long time. But I'm sorry, how weird would it be that your murderer is literally chilling in like the basement, like that you're like living in? Like, oh, okay, he's in the tower. But like, kill me a second time. Like, forget you. Like, are you kidding me right now? Like, I chose this hoping you wouldn't be in the next life. Like, I wanted to be away from you.
One thing I always thought was interesting, side note, is that when they ask Nearly Headless Nick, how did he get covered in blood? He responds, I've never asked. So...
And Nearly Headless Nick lived in like, what? I mean, he's got that big collar thing. So I'm saying 1500s, 1600s.
I'm just saying. He doesn't know the story.
Yeah, so...
Or he in does, her, and he just doesn't want to tell.
Yeah, that's true. So in her own words, Helena says to Harry in Deathly Hallows, she says, he tracked me to the forest where I was hiding. When I refused to return with him, he became violent. The Baron was always a hot-tempered man. Again, I'm pretty sure she didn't like him. Furious at my refusal, jealous. kidding. Jealous of my freedom, he stabbed me. When he saw what he had done, he was overcome with remorse. He took the weapon that had claimed my life and used it to kill himself. All these centuries later, he wears his chains as an act of penitence, as he should. So she is still, like, I think, feeling the fire. Like, I do not like you right now. Like, oh my gosh. So hold on. I'm going to look at some of these other questions that there are there.
I have a theory.
Tell me your theory.
So it says the Baron was in love with Helena.
Yes.
Helena is not in love with him.
Nope.
Rowena sends him to go get her. What if Rowena was, like, matchmaking? And that's why Helena ran away. She was like, I don't like this guy. I'm not going to marry him. And
it's true. It's the 10th century. You don't get to choose, honey.
Yeah, you don't get to choose back then. So she runs away, and he's like, you're my betrothed. And Rowena's like, go get my daughter. And then she goes, and he's just mad because he's like, I can't return without you.
That's right.
That's why.
That's a good theory. He lost the temper. I like it. Because, yeah. I mean, given the time frame, I'm pretty sure, like, Rowena would have been like, if you can bring her back, you can marry her. Like, kind of a thing. Like, I grant you the marrying option. Sure. Like, yeah. I know she said no for 10 years during your entire time you were learning. But yeah, like, honestly, we definitely know that the Baron is a wizard, because only witchers and wizards can make the choice to come back.
That's true.
Yes. So one of my theories was for the second part of the question, where it was, they talked about peeves.
Yes. Like, also, side note, why would Rowena Ravenclaw send anybody but a wizard to go get her daughter? She's really smart.
Right.
She'd be like, hey, Muggle, go track down my witch daughter and bring her back.
She's got a tiara. She's living in a forest. Go find her. Nothing's bad's going to happen. In a time of conspiracy, I'm pretty sure that would have gone over really well. No, hey, to the peeves. So I want to say that the only reason the Baron can... So not the only... My theory that the reason the Baron can control peeves is because Peeves is terrified of him. And that fear, yeah, I believe, comes, and I hope, maybe it's me hoping that the Baron is, like, somewhat of a good dude. And he's like, oh crap, I literally chose the same thing she chose. Dang it. So maybe I need to ease her burden and yeet myself out of here. So he probably has tried to kill himself as a ghost multiple times. And the Peeves is like, whoa, bro, like, dang. So in my brain, that's how it works.
Also, I have a theory on why they're both ghosts. Here's my theory.
What's your theory on that? Because that bothers me. Like, she couldn't have been in line and seen him, like, in the ghost line, and she's like, oh, I'm over here.
Here's why they're both ghosts. Theory according to Nadine.
I love it.
She gets killed from a crazy man who's been in love with her, and she doesn't love him. And she's like, oh, heck no. I'm going back as a ghost. I'm going to haunt him for the rest of his life.
You see
this? She goes as a ghost. He's like, crap, I made a horrible mistake. And he kills himself. And then he's like, well, she went to heaven. I can't go there and face her. I have to be a ghost. So he chooses to be a ghost. Little did he know that she had chosen that same path to haunt him for the rest of his life. And
dang it,
she got her wish.
Now they both.
And he's wearing the chains for his penitence, because he was like, crap, I was trying to avoid this. Made the wrong choice.
That's, again, trying to hope and pray that he's better than some, I'm going to throw a fit because she said no kind of guy.
I don't know.
We're allowed to say no.
I think that's who he is. I think he's
so my question, why does he haunt the astronomy tower? Totally almost said Australia Tower, but it's definitely the astronomy
because
tower.
It's not the Ravenclaw Tower. I don't know.
Well, it's like, isn't the astronomy like right next to the Ravenclaw? Like, dude, go to the dungeons where you belong.
He's like,
child,
seeking attention. Like, he wants her to see him in his penitence, like, you see, I'm sorry for this. He can't go to the dungeon. See, this makes me like you there.
Even less.
But he can't go in the tower because she's over there. So he's got to go all the way over there and then just like hope she's looking out the window, like watching him going like,
wah. Oh my gosh. See? Yeah, this makes me like him even less. If he's like, look at me, self-flagellation. I am so, like,
I know, get but did we ever really like the guy? I don't think we ever really liked the guy.
I was hoping for some like deep moral, like, I like some moral goodness in a person. That's what I'm hoping for. However, like,
some men just like to watch the world burn.
Exactly. did we answer? I feel like, yeah, I'm just going to say this. I would lose my mind if I was stuck with the man who killed me. I would do everything I could to, like, this is why there's poltergeists and this is why there's crazy ghosts. Like, because, like, I would do everything I could to, like, be like, that's him. Like,
I know. Kudos to her for not just telling everybody.
Like, destroying Ravenclaw Tower every 2 minutes. Like, throwing the library apart every time he's around. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, right. She's and definitely the one with the more sane head.
Yeah, she doesn't go to Nearly Headless Nick. Can you believe what the Bloody Baron did to me?
Oh my gosh.
She is the Gray Lady, right? So she's also just kind of sad. She doesn't really talk to anybody.
She's very sad. She's sad because her murderer is one door over and she's like, great. I have to talk to Baron again. Like, also, what is his name? It drives me bonkers that we don't know his name.
I know. Peeps calls him Your Bloodiness.
I did not picture him as what the movies... Your Bloodiness. No, I did not picture him as what the movies portrayed him as because he looked like Captain Hook in the movies. Like, I died when someone's like, that was the Bloody Baron. I was like, no, that's not. Like, that is some happy-go-lucky ghost. Because he's like, you get this sword. He's like, oh!
Okay, but in all fairness, the movies were made before the 7th book came out, so we did not know.
But that he was Harry tortured. Even saw, he's like, there's bloodstains. Like, I'm sorry. Like, in my brain, if I was the person that was creating a film, like, this gnarly ghost has bloodstains. I'm pretty sure he's got some sort of attitude that coincides with, like, I'm a BA kind of guy. Like, yeah. It not the, look at me with my little knife, children, like, no.
Yeah, he definitely shouldn't have been like that. Also, in the ghost party for Nearly Headless Nick's, like, 500th birthday.
His death day.
My bad. Harry notices that, like, none of the ghosts want to be around him. So...
Because he's probably a cranky butthead.
Yeah, no, he says it like suggests that he thinks that it appears as all the ghosts fear him. So maybe they do know the story.
Oh, yeah. Or it could be my theory and they saw him doing all sorts of things and they're like, oh, snap, dude. Like, yeah.
You're not well. You are not well.
You are not well. I'd be scared of him too. He probably tried to have a ghost kill him and they were like, I don't think I want to do that. Like, gotta do it.
Yep.
Anyway, those are my thoughts about that question.
Those are good thoughts.
I want to make sure we answer everything?
Do we think that Peeves knows something about the Baron that we don't? Because the Baron can control Peeves?
Yeah, that's just my theory that, like, that Peeves, like, is scared of him because of what the Baron, in my heart, like, has a good heart. And he's like, I'm trying to get out of here so that she can live her ghosty life in peace without her murderer.
Why don't they just leave? Like, why?
What?
Why do they have to, why don't they just leave?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's a great question.
I can see out of, like, stubbornness that the Gray Lady's like, this was my mom's home. I'm not leaving.
Yeah, like, I can see why Helena wants to be there. Like, she probably was born and raised in or around Hogwarts because that's what her mom did. She was a founder. She was a teacher. Like, she had to run that school. Like, Helena has a right to be there. Mr. Baron, yeah, probably from some other random town, could go haunt some other place.
Yeah, like, why doesn't he?
Yeah. Like, get out of here. Go haunt Hogsmeade or something. At least be somewhat go away.
Haunt
Hogsmeade. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Baron. Baron.
Yeah. I'm with you, though. I try to look for the story where he's, like, a good person. But all I end up going to is, well, you killed somebody that wouldn't come back with you. And then yeah, you haunted them for the rest of their haunted life.
So, yeah.
It's not a good look.
Like, dude. Dude. Uncool.
Oh, man. That was actually really fun. That was a really fun question to hypothesize.
That was. It was fun to, like, talk about it. And I'm sorry I got a little animated. I am a super big true crime enthusiast. And so, like, the whole thought of it was just, like, I'm going through my brain. And I'm like, okay, if this happened to me,
she's
how would I feel?
Also a Ravenclaw. So she's going to research the crap out of it. And this is, like, her founder's blood that got murdered. So
it's true. It's true.
Tori's allowed Helena, to be passionate about
except
this.
My favorite thing is that she stole the diadem.
Yeah, and didn't wear it.
Slightly. A little bit.
Or did she wear it and that was the best she got?
If she just put it on, like, while she was traveling, she would have been like, crap. Like, I'm coming
well, that's
back,
what I'm
Mom.
Saying. Maybe she did have it on, but she really wasn't that smart and that was, like, the best she could come up with. Seriously, doubtful.
Ravenclaws aren't smart. We're just very quirky or very addicted.
Was she even sorted into Ravenclaw?
She is. She is in Ravenclaw.
Are we sure about this?
But again, yes.
She is the house ghost, so that's a strong case. Wouldn't it be funny, though, if Rowena, Ravenclaw's daughter, was a Slytherin?
Rowena what?
Said, wouldn't it be funny if Rowena's Ravenclaw's daughter was a Slytherin?
That would be hilarious. But yeah, I am, yeah, sorted into Ravenclaw house. Just double checking. But I was 100% certain before I even looked at it.
Well, yeah, she's the house ghost, so it makes sense. I'm just saying it would be funny.
Like, well, crap. That's why she stole it. She's like, exams are coming.
I need that.
Exactly. That's she probably weird. Was feeling the pressure. She's like, crap, my mom is literally Rowena Ravenclaw. I gotta do well. Like, yeah, I feel that. I feel that on a full level.
Yep. That's awesome. Okay, well, as always, you wonderful fans of ours, remember you can follow us on social media at We Solemnly Swearcast. And you can leave us insight. You can ask us questions. You can direct message us. We will highlight you on a podcast. We will respond to you. We love reaching back out to our fans. So come at us with your questions and your theories. We would love to talk about them.
Mischief managed.